Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people! Yes! They won.
Jalen, what up, though? There is always drama around the Los Angeles Lakers organization. Last night, they took on the Jazz, and it was Anthony Davis.
We got the Jazz.
Twisting an ankle. And going down with yet another injury, looks like he will miss time. Mr. Rose, what does this mean for the Lakers who are holding on to a play-in position?
First and foremost, I feel bad for Anthony Davis because I know how much he wanted to try to be available as possible to the Lakers this year, understanding LeBron's advanced in age, and he would not only need to play a lot of games in the regular season, a lot of big minutes, but try to at least nurture LeBron, so to speak, until he can be fresh into the playoffs. And then the absolute opposite is now happening.
Yep.
LeBron James is amongst the league leaders in 30-plus point games and playing like an MVP candidate. And Anthony Davis is dealing with multiple injuries. And so they weren't a team that I saw as a contending team with him in the lineup. They're going to be the play-in Lakers this year either way.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, can a healthy AD, if he's able to come back, and I love the emergence of Monk, and Russ made some really good plays, and obviously the big three at the end by AR. And so there's some things that they can build on. You're going to get some guys back, and you still got LeBron playing dominant. But, man, the lower you start dropping in them standards, Jacoby, the more you start looking like a first-round exit, even if you play in, because you got to go against the Warriors or the Suns.
We saw what happened last year when they played the Suns, and they weren't healthy, and they got bounced. And that's what happened. LeBron still wants to have a parade for some reason about it. But I do want to give some props to Donovan Mitchell. You know what I mean? Who, for the Jazz, it was LeBron who dragged his team across the finish line and got them the win. But Donovan Mitchell played really well last night.
In particular, in the first half, I like when they have the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, like, he's really herky-jerky. He's really actually disciplined being the best player on the team about, like, his shot selection.
Good point.
And I would like him to actually shoot more and be more aggressive. Rudy Gobert, if you look at all of the defensive metrics, he's number one in so many quality stats, and Jordan Clarkson is the reigning sixth man of the year. But you don't want to overreact to a regular season game, but it was almost like the greatness of LeBron James and the momentum of the Rams winning the championship bullied the Jazz.
Winning the championship bullied the Jazz.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something.
Talk to me.
When Kobe scores 60 in his final game, like, he fed off of the momentum of the crowd. You was there, right?
Yeah, I was in the building.
Okay. He fed off of that, and he Mamba Mike dropped. Last night, they saw Aaron Donald on the front row. Like, there was a psychology to LeBron James's attack. When AD went down, you know who was guarding him? Rudy Gobert. And he like, you know what? It's go time. It's go time.
I'm glad you brought up the Rams. I'm glad you brought up the fact that Aaron Donald was at the game, because earlier in that day, Aaron Donald was all involved in the parade, no shirt on. And here is what he and McVay had to say about potentially running it back.
Sean McVay just tapped me on the shoulder. He wanted to know if you were interested in running it back.
Run it back! 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 Give it up for Aaron Donald! What a stud! Everything!
We built a super team. We can bring a super team back. Why not run it back? We could be world champions.
Yeah!
I love the idea that people were talking about Aaron Donald and Sean McVay retiring after the Super Bowl. Like, why would you retire? Why was that even a story?
Same reason why we're going to be talking, people going to be forcing Cowboys and Green Bay Packer topics today, and they don't play a meaningful game until September. It's just football, and we're excited about football. And when Aaron Donald and Sean McVay just win the Super Bowl and prove that they're two at the best at what they do, now there's going to be speculation how they're going to handle finally achieving something they always tried to achieve in their entire career. And so, from the outside looking in, you know what? He should win it and drop the mic. Didn't you see MJ play for the Wizards?
Yes.
Like, sometimes these all-time greats, in particular Aaron Donald and what he does, like, this ain't the time for him to retire.
No.
Tom Brady's 45 and still talking about he might come back. This ain't the time. You seen him with his shirt off?
Yes.
This ain't the time to retire.
I would never wear a shirt if I look like that.
Right.
I wouldn't even own a shirt
exactly.
if I look like that.
No doubt about it. And I'm happy for him. I'm happy for L.A. I'm happy for Matthew Stafford. Got a chance to toss his bottle up at the podium and hit his cigar. He deserves it after playing over a decade or so with my Lions. Happy for Odell Beckham, who got injured in the game. Like, it's some great storylines for the Rams. I like how they put together the team. Von Miller's leadership, telling yep. Aaron Donald to be more vocal. Like, all of that mattered in order for them to get it done. And so, I never believed that they would retire, but you deserve the speculation when you're on top.
Well, we'll see if they can run it back next year, because they have a lot of decisions to be made on their roster. Jalen, last night, it went down to the wire between the Nuggets and the Warriors. Steph Curry hit what I thought was going to be a game-winning shot, only to see Monte Morris respond. 5.9 seconds left when Curry hit that one, which I thought was going to be the game. However, Monte Morris had other ideas. Nice pass from the Joker.
I love basketball so much. It has really just changed the trajectory of my life and my family forever. And I'm so very gracious that the game took us from being a family to live in the city to the suburbs. And I bring that up because Monte Morris is from Flint, and I've been watching him ball a long time. And the patience that the Joker had on that post up to get him the ball seconds, milliseconds, before he needed to get it off. And Steph Curry just hit a shot on Morris on the other end.
It was a nice pass from Joker.
Yes, it did. And Curry just hit a shot on him. And so Joker working his magic in the post. Like, if anything is errant about that pass, he don't get the shot off. Like, people forget, like, the Joker's also one of the greatest passers in the NBA. Like, don't just see the 8 assists and be like, Wait a minute.
Look where the pass goes.
Yeah,
right into the shooting pocket.
Bang, bang, Siegel Street. And so, by the way, I hope he is on Donda. I love Beanie. And so, again, Denver, they may get some guys back.
Jamal Murray's going to come back.
They may get Jamal Murray back. They may get Michael Porter Jr. back. And all of a sudden, you got the reigning MVP.
That's a
get
tough
his second
out
and third best player back.
Tough out in the playoffs with Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
The West needed. If you have some, you don't need glasses like this to look at the bottom of the West to know that it ain't close. You know what I'm saying? There's a huge separation.
No one needs glasses like that. No one needs glasses.
To know that there's a separation between like the fourth and like the 12th in the East is really close, but
like
in the West
it's
distinct.
You could be four games under 500 and still in the play-in tournament.
Correct. Like Oklahoma City. Look at them for example.
Yeah.
Shout out to Giddy. He got to hit the gritty.
Well, in the Western Conference, we have the Grizzlies and the Blazers who matched up last night. And the Grizzlies did not get the win. It was the Blazers who got the win. But Ja Morant, again, with another amazing performance, 44 points.
The crazy thing is he just returned there 12-2 without him. Taylor Jenkins has been doing an amazing job. And this is his career high. And he also had 11 assists, by the way. And I appreciated the fact that they gave him his All-Star jersey before the game. I like the fact that they embrace one another. It reminds me a lot of how what they built with grit and grind, that foursome that they had for so very long with Gasol and Tony Allen and my guy Z-Bo and Mike Conley. They embody that for me, and Ja Morant is the face of that. But you can't stop this guy from getting to the basket. That's the thing. He's a great slasher, finishes with both hands, can turn over both shoulders. Like, he a dynamic player, but Anthony Simons been balling since they traded C.J.
really
McCollum.
Has.
C.J. McCollum been balling in New Orleans, by the way.
But Anthony Simons is on one right now.
Making a name for himself in a contract year. And like I told you about Ime Udoka when the Celtics were struggling. Mm-hmm. Like I told you about Willie Green when the Pelicans were struggling. Look what Chauncey Billups has just done. He just showed them
four wins in a row without C.J. McCollum.
You know when Dame, what does Hov say, you want to make another Hov, Right? That's what he's trying to do with Anthony Simons.
It's working.
You know what I'm saying? And so no doubt about it. And well, this is really nice to see this young fella blossom and make big shots.
It's also good to see some production out of Nurkic, because that's kind of how they go. They go as Nurkic goes, and he's just up and down and up and down and up and down. Four straight wins for the Blazers. They're climbing in the Western Conference.
Shout to Mr. Big Shot.
I want to talk to you for a second. I'm very upset about the New York Knickerbocker franchise. And you know I'm a Die Easy fan.
So go on,
I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm not going to the Garden anymore. I'm not even going to a concert in the Garden. I don't even want to be around the Garden. I'm not even getting off at 34th Street. I'm not even going to that neighborhood. I'm gone. I'm so upset about this Knicks franchise in the Garden last night, up 20+. Losing a game.
80% of the people that work here are from New York. So I can't wait to hear what you got to say. Or
very
the
upset.
East Coast.
Very upset. Look at Spike.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Time for the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks on an NBA Wednesday.
Let's go, man, let's go.
That's good. It's a 27-point lead.
Right now they're super physical. Let's be physical back.
First lead of the night for the Nets.
You've got to do something to get the ball out of Cam Thomas's hand.
Puts it in! Cam Thomas from way downtown!
One of the great comebacks in Nets history.
Coming to you live from the Seaport.
Above the Heineken River Deck here in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, I'm very upset about the New York Knickerbocker franchise. They hosted the Brooklyn Nets yesterday.
They did.
You were watching. You were on countdown. And I stopped watching the game because the Knicks were up by 20. And I said to myself, I'm going to watch something else. This game is over. It is a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Thomas led the Nets.
Cam.
For a win over the Knicks. You know I'm a Die Easy fan. I'm gone. I'm now no longer supporting the New York Knickerbockers. I'm not going to any games. I'm not watching any games. I'm out.
Well, when Charles Oakley told y'all to do it, y'all didn't listen.
I'm gone.
And then Julius Randle came and Tibbs came and Spike on the front row again. My brother Tracy Morgan, Truck Jewel on the front row. You even start taking the kids back to the game.
No, I'm not wasting my money. I'm not wasting
and
my money.
So like, we talked about success being a function of expectation. And coming into this season after last year, Julius Randle's magical season and winning most improved player and second team All-NBA and the team being the fourth seed, what was David Jacoby's expectations this year?
I tempered all my Knick fan friends and I said, last year is not something that you should strive for year after year. You are not going to be the fourth seed. You are not going to have an all-star. Like, this Knicks team is not that good when you look at them on paper. But, Jalen, to be up by 28 points, to be up by 28, and then to lose the game to Cam Thomas, did KD play?
Nope.
Did Kyrie play?
Nope.
Did Ben Simmons play?
Nope.
What happened?
Yep.
What happened?
Yep.
I hate this.
You see the
team.
Jumpers? Hey, but by the way,
I'm looking at Tibbs.
Look at Brown late with the hustle.
Look at the jewels on.
Look at Brown late with the hustle, right? And by the way, in that picture, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson. One of them got to corral that ball late. Julius Randle got to put a body on somebody. And so I hate to see a
look
sad
at Spike.
Look at Spike. And when I see that, here's what I now think. When you lose three games out of seven, when you were up 20, Jacoby, it ain't now looking at the people in uniform.
I'm looking at
people on the sideline
now. I'm looking
at
Tibbs.
Yeah.
I'm looking right at Tibbs.
And when I trade for Cam Reddish and you give him four straight DNPs, you know what that also tells me? That there's a disconnect.
Jalen, have you heard this before? Tibbs shows up at a new franchise. Does great year one, mediocre year two, it all falls apart year three. Have you ever heard that story before?
How about this story? Julius Randle and Tibbs were the toast of the town. I saw you say the term King of New York to describe him. Like, people were trying to troll Kevin Durant and the Nets about the greatness of the Knicks and the resurgence of their squad. You remember? Are you old enough to remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay,
at all.
Now this time next year, which might be crazy, is Tibbs and Julius Randle may not be a part of the franchise.
I wouldn't be upset or surprised. Moving on to your squad. The Celtics had a 9-game win streak. A 9-game win streak.
Detroit
before their game with the Pistons. And what did Beef Stew and Sadiq Bey have to say?
You ever think about when you out of here?
Game win streak.
Play that again. Start that over. You ever think about when you out of here?
Beef
Look at
Stew.
Beef Stew with the big
I
rejection.
I love Isaiah Stewart so much.
You know what I mean? Shout to Jaylen Brown. You know how much I love him. And again, to see Jeremy Grant, to see Kay Cunningham out there on the floor. And Bey was terrific, scoring the ball and grabbing boards. It was a good road win against a Celtics team that we have history against. Like, the Pistons do have 3 championships. We do have some Hall of Famers. We're not the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? We don't want 3 championships recently.
Banners.
Exactly. You know, we done had the Bad Boys.
We got
one
dusty,
and two.
We got a dusty old banner up there. Exactly. The white banner looking brown.
Exactly.
Looking like my team.
You know what I'm saying? I done got a chance to see Isaiah and Joe. I done got a chance to see Chauncey and Rip. You know what I'm saying? So the Celtic rivalry with the Pistons rivalry was a huge thing in my childhood. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and those teams. And so I can't lie, this nostalgic when I watch us play against the Celtics.
I didn't think that Jeremy Grant was going to be on the Pistons roster at this point in the season. And I'm glad they kept him. And they got a big win against a streaking Celtics. Another streak that's happening in the National Basketball Association, DeMar DeRozan. 7 straight games. Over 35 points, over 50% from the floor. I'm going to say it again. 7 straight games, DeMar DeRozan has over 35 points and over 50% from the floor.
How much for years and years? Ooh, a little cinnamon roll to the left, to the left. For how many years have I said out loud for anybody that would listen, my favorite people are those that work the mid-range.
Mm-hmm.
Boxes and elbows. When you look at highlights of MJ, boxes and elbows. If you don't know what the elbow is, it's right at the end of the free throw line. If you know what the box is, it's where people post up. It's the box on both sides of the floor. Dominate those areas. 12 to 15, 15 to 18, open dribble, facing. DeMar DeRozan posted. They list him as a power forward. You know that, right?
He's not powerful.
Right. They list him as a power forward. I cannot make this up.
He hasn't boxed out in 14 years.
And he just scored 40 points the other night and didn't attempt the 3. That's the second time this year he's done that. No other player in the league has done it once. That's how unique his game is. He gets his shots. He gets to his spots. He's strong. He's versatile. He's a bully, too. He put his shoulder on people.
Yeah.
And so, like, this ain't no fluke.
Well, look at the standings, all right? When you look at the Eastern Conference, and we talk about the teams that can win the East, we talk about the Bucks, we talk about the Nets, we talk about the Sixers, we even talk about the Heat. We don't talk about the Bulls, but they're number one in the East. Should we seriously start considering them as a finals contender?
No.
Oh!
And that's paying homage to the two teams they're ahead of, the Bucks and the Heat, who both have won the East the last 2 seasons, and the Bucks won the championship. The Sixers, we know the trade that they just made, they're going to be in a conversation. And the Bulls just deal with so many injuries.
You hope
Zach LaVine can come back next week, as reported. Yep. They have so many injuries. But that doesn't dismiss how DeMar DeRozan, with the number one seeded Bulls, along with the Joker, CP3, Giannis, Embiid, Ja, DeRozan. That's the conversation. It's going to be fluid as the weeks continue to progress.
Now the NFL season's over, we turn our attention to college basketball, and Gonzaga is back in the number one spot, powered by Chet Holmgren and through Timmy. Something I like about Timmy.
Something
I like about Timmy.
Well, you like both of them.
Is this going to be
saying?
The year?
Same reason why you love so many others that you shout out on the show that could possibly be on your wall one day. I promise y'all, David Jacoby was at home watching this game.
Why they playing in a high school gym?
And he was so very happy.
Why they playing in a high school gym?
He out there balling, though. Big Check going to be a player in the league.
Gym looks like my high school gym.
Well, speak for yourself. My high school still needs to raise $10 million so we can get a gym. We've been open for a decade, and my scholars have never played a home game.
Go to JRLADetroit.com if you would like to help the Detroit Jaguars, the Jalen Rose Jaguars, get a gym. When we come back, some tells me we'll be talking about this man all summer long and his future with the Packers. There's some news about Mr. Rodgers.
You heard MC
Green. You're going to want to hear.
Ain't no future in your front.
Celebrity game is coming. We got some big names in the game. Machine Gun Kelly, Quavo, Myles Garrett, Jack Harlow, Tiffany Haddish, and more. That is Friday at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We are very serious journalists here at this program, and we take our job very seriously, and we cover all of the most important news in sports and pop culture. And right now, we have some very serious news that matters. Jalen, multiple sources have told People Magazine and In Touch that Aaron Rodgers and his fiance or ex-fiance have called off their engagement. What does this mean for the Packers, for the future of football?
We support power couples.
Yes.
And whatever makes them happy, we and I support clearly. But if you Green Bay, if he is going to leave, this is reason why. Because clearly he's been there almost two decades and ain't been able to find Ms. Wright. Maybe he might have to relocate.
Relocate?
That's the only thing, Green Bay. Y'all got the back-to-back MVPs. Y'all gave him a Super Bowl championship. Y'all done gave him multi-millions of dollars. But if he wants to find Ms. Wright, for whatever reason, at quarterback with Green Bay, he hasn't been able to find his Giselle.
You know
he maybe
found,
have to find
He has found
elsewhere.
His partner. He has found his soulmate, Davante Adams. He has found his partner. He has found True. The yin to his yang. All they need to do is sign Davante Adams, and Aaron Rodgers will sign right after they do that. It's as simple as this.
I ain't mad.
It's as simple as that. You saw how many times he threw the ball to Davante Adams in that last game?
Yes, indeed. Like as he should.
He wasn't even looking at anybody else. He has found his soulmate. I think Shailene Woodley was jealous of Davante Adams and the connection that they had. It's got to be hard to know that you're number two in a relationship and you should be number one, because he clearly has more love for
like
Davante Adams
there.
Than he does for Shailene
I like
Woodley.
What you did there.
And I hope they get back together. I like them as a couple.
Yeah, but Davante is on the field with him shooting in the gym.
Well, we'll see if he is on the Packers next year, and we will see what we do tomorrow. ESPN2.
Thank you.
4 p.m.
Thank you.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We're not lazy. We don't just mail it in. We just don't give you the audio from the TV show and call that a podcast. We have been doing this pod for over 10 years, and we always want to make sure we do exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And I'm very happy that my wife is not a podcast listener, because I'd be in a lot of trouble for the last couple of days. But she's not listening. Mr. Rose.
What up, though?
I'm upset about something.
Ooh.
Remember Zion Williamson got surgery in the offseason?
Yep.
He didn't tell the team, and then the team found out, and then he was sidelined, and then he went to Portland, and we haven't seen him, and he was looking heavy in pictures. There is a report that he might need a second surgery on his foot. I like a world in which Zion Williamson is putting on sneakers and playing basketball, not a world in which he's in the operating room.
I'm definitely hoping for the young fella to get happy. I'm definitely hoping for the young fella to get healthy. Imagine. So very young in his career, he's already averaged like 26 points on 60% field goal percentage, and he's the only guy in the history of the NBA to do that. Just think about that. Already in his career, he's literally an unstoppable force right now. And so if you're the Pelicans, you know what you got to do? what the Sixers did with Joel Embiid early in his career. You got to reinvest.
Yep.
You got he's just too good.
Going to win the championship.
Yeah, he's too good.
Rehab, get your weight right, get your eating habits right.
Right. He's such a good young man, and he's such a terrific performer, and his upside is, you know, so mercurial. I mean, he's a high flyer and everything.
Mercurial?
Yeah, man, this guy's
mercurial.
Did you see his handle? You see him passing?
His passing is something that he hasn't really unlocked in the league.
Yeah.
At Duke, he had a lot of
He could pass, too, man. Like, I love Zion's game. He's a bowling ball out there. And I say that affectionately.
He's looking more like a bowling ball than he used to.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, he a bull in a china shop. You know what I'm saying? He gonna drop his weight eventually. Like, you see Luka dropping his. Certain players, Kevin Love, Draymond Green, like, when they change their bodies, it changed their games. And that's what's going to happen with Zion. He'll figure it out.
You and I were watching ESPN, the Entertainment Sports Programming Network, yesterday. And they were running some highlights of James Harden with the Rockets. And I was like, oh, who's that? Who's that
Body
guy?
Body was different.
Who's that guy? He was quicker. He was thinner.
About 10 pounds lighter.
And he was lighter and faster. And everything about his game just looked a little bit like it was in fifth gear instead of fourth gear.
Always remember this about athletes. Whatever your habits are, good and bad, they probably have them too. So when they're doing it in their 20s and they've been doing it for 2 or 3 years, it's different than after you've been doing it 5 or 6 years. It's really different than after you've been doing it 11 or 12 years. That's why you hear players like CP3, like, enough is enough.
Plant-based.
Enough is enough.
I ain't going plant-based.
He's like, I'm not playing these games.
I'm not going plant-based.
Enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be around. My body can't hold up to all of that stuff.
I'll be eating cheeseburgers. You'll never see me going plant-based. I ain't going plant-based.
And let me make sure I say this about the James Harden trade in particular. It's really important to me.
Really important to you?
So the word I want to use is accountability and professionalism. Professionalism. Those two words. He didn't want to be in Houston. He didn't want to be with the Nets. That's his right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you go about doing that is what I'm questioning. And what I'm questioning is those 9 games that Houston paid him multi-millions of dollars to play basketball, and he showed up basically purposely at camp out of shape. You know what that does to the collective bargaining agreement? I'm teaching y'all. I've seen this game change. I remember this game was on tape delay. I remember when NBA contracts weren't fully guaranteed. And I'm telling you what's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Owners back in the day used to be family businesses. Now they're large corporations. So if you wanted out of Houston, they would be friends with the owner with the Nets, and they wouldn't acquiesce to your concerns. You still got to get out there and play. But see, now, they're from two different orbits. They like, we trying to build something here. We can get James Harden. We don't care what happened with y'all. We're going to take him on because he's a really talented player. So now he gets to the Nets. He kicks and screams and basically gets out of there and gets what he want. I ain't mad that he got what he want. Michael Rubin, as an owner, has been for the culture. Daryl Morey was with him in Houston when he had his most success. You got a championship-level coach in Doc Rivers. You got an MVP-level in Ben Simmons. Like, you got everything you want. And kudos to him. He was actually behaving spoiled and got what he wanted. And I'm not mad at it. I love his game. You know how much I love the lefty. But here's what I want to teach y'all. Let me teach you boys and girls about the story of Chris Paul and how you handle yourself when things don't go right. When he left the Clippers, slander on his name. When he got to Houston, James Harden got him out of there. And you know where he went after that? OK Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he did? Not what James Harden did. He was a professional. He showed up. He played hard. He was good in the locker room. And he, as a man,
went to a game 7 against the Rockets.
Yep. Yeah, but what he, as a man, had to do, though, is embrace the fact that the world feels like I'm Chris Paul and I can never get it done. I could never stay healthy. I can't make it work with James. I couldn't make it work with Lob City. Like, that's what people were saying about Chris Paul, right? He goes to OKC, behaves like that, he gets rewarded. You know how he gets rewarded? He gets to go to Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is history. They've been in the finals. He's an MVP candidate, and he always handled himself with professionalism. That's how you're supposed to behave. That's the lesson, young people. When you in high school and the coach ain't giving you the minutes you want, that don't mean I'm transferring tomorrow all the time. You know what I mean? That don't mean, oh, the coach ain't put me in the last 2 minutes, so now I ain't coming to practice the next day. I played JV in high school. It wasn't like I showed up and I was the woo-woo-woo. No, I had to earn my spot. You know what I mean? And that's what, when those situations happen, and I'm telling you, here's another seed. I'm giving y'all another seed. When Adam Silver goes on Get Up, and he's the best commissioner in sports, in my opinion, and he has to defend the behavior of James Harden and Ben Simmons, you know what he's looking down at his phone thinking? I ain't doing this no more. I am not doing this no more. Because you know who he works for?
Owners.
Not the players. You see what I'm saying? And he's going to be looking down at his phone, and they're going to be saying, you right. We don't like it either. So now you tell us how we going to fix giving these guys guaranteed contracts that don't want to show up to work every game. There's no pride in playing 82 games no more. Your favorite player used to be like, I want to show up to work. I want to play every game. It was a sense of pride. Now it's like, I play 68.
67,
get the 68. Get the same money.
Yep.
And you take those 15 games over a 10-year span, that's two seasons. That's two full seasons. So now my game is protect my body, protect my asset, and play the longevity game. I don't care if you just bought a ticket last night in New York and took your family and spent $5,000. That ain't how it's about to continue to go. The teams are not about to allow this to continue to happen. The ownership are not about to continue to have players play part-time games like Kyrie Irving, not play at all like Ben Simmons and James Harden, and dog it the way they did. When the collective bargain agreement comes up, that's why I always wished that basketball could get to a point like baseball, where a guy could get offered $350 million. Like, nah, I'm good. I'll wait.
I love when you see the baseball contracts, like $240
million. I'll wait. You know what I mean? You know why? He can walk right down the street with nobody know who he is. And so the visibility of a basketball player and the type of money that gets affected when you're the Houston. Have you seen the Rockets since James Harden left?
Yes.
What are they doing?
Losing.
Like. And so that has true ripple domino effects on franchises.
The John Wall's not playing. And he's
at all.
And he's healthy.
At all.
Not playing.
At all.
And it's like, Mr. Wall, it's fine. You can stay home. Don't worry about it.
And do you think the league likes that?
No.
And so, like, those are things when the owners come to the players and say, well, look what James Harden did. But then the players go to the owners and say, well, look what y'all did with John Wall. That becomes the stalemate. That's the rub. And that becomes the billion versus million conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And who wins that?
Billion.
Every time.
Every time. Jalen, something very close to you that you care very much about is about to change. I know. Brace yourself. I don't know if you've heard the news. Versus battles. They're trying to get you to use the Triller app instead of just looking at it on IG. I watch the Versus battles on Instagram. Go to Versus. They're live. Click on it. See it. Free. Easy. No big deal. Once things get big and money gets involved, it ain't free anymore. Are you going to pay to watch Versus battles moving forward?
You know I'm going to
pay. I know you're going to pay.
Yes.
You're going to figure it out one way or another.
Yeah,
you're going to click whatever buttons you need to
anybody like you and I that physically attended a Versus battle is definitely going to pay to watch it.
It's something I like my content to be free on the internet. I like free on the internet.
That's not true. I'm going to tell you why.
What?
I was just playing music from my phone, and what's the first thing you said?
You didn't pay to get the commercials.
Okay.
Pay to get the commercials out.
Okay, so what you said at first wasn't accurate then.
I like
everything
my content
on your phone,
to be free.
Everything on your phone, for the most part, you paying for.
I have not signed up to a single OnlyFans in my whole entire life. I thought about it. I clicked on a couple. But it's not a single OnlyFans. I don't have an OnlyFans account. I don't have a login. I don't have a username. None of that.
I remember.
I'm proud of that.
I remember Black Planet. That was a thing. KD was on it. I remember that.
My homeboy Mike was on Black Planet. I'm like, you're not black. He's like, it don't matter.
He's trying to get us some chocolate milk.
He's like, it don't matter. Jalen Donovan Mitchell says that he wants to be an NBA champion and the MVP of the league. We've seen a lot of Donovan Mitchell throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that he has that kind of trajectory?
I do. Absolutely. He's already proven to be a terrific scorer, a great teammate, have a good attitude, have great versatility, has improved as a passer. I've seen him perform in the playoffs on big stages and be dominant. He and Jamal Murray had an epic duel in the bubble that was crazy and memorable. He's a high flyer for a short player. You look at how he plays. He played like he's 6'5", but he really only 6'1".
Yeah.
And I like his attitude, and I do believe that as he continues to grow, as they continue to build around him, but they're going to need help. Like, Utah still needs more.
They're not going to get it.
Yeah, Utah still needs more. The thing for me is how long he's going to be willing to try to wait to make it happen there. Because they're a group that's been together for a few years.
Yep.
That's unprecedented in today's NBA to have that many players, maybe like 3 or 4 years together in a row. And so now all of a sudden, you can appreciate what they're doing during the regular season, but it's like now we're going to judge y'all in the playoffs. And when the playoffs come, they just ended unceremonial the last couple of seasons. And it's clearly not only because of all on him. So I do think he has that potential, but it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Jalen, question for you. Should I be in trouble with my wife because of my Valentine's Day behavior?
Yes, I'm your brother. And the reason why I say you should be in trouble is that you waited to the last minute. And then I'm telling you, the last minute become a scramble. And I scrambled for myself and for other people. And now you're like, man, I got to go here. Oh, the line too long.
Line was mad long.
Oh, I got to go here. Oh, they don't have what I want. Oh, I got to go here. Oh, now I got what I want. Wait, man. Why am I doing this again? What is today? You start to second guess then.
Yes, yes.
And then it's like, wait a minute, am I getting something from this? You're a human being. So, and I say it also because you did air it out publicly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You should listen to the podcast.
You were bragging about not doing something.
I wasn't bragging.
Yes, you were.
Telling the truth.
You were bragging.
I was just telling the truth.
I'll never. There was a time when I used to buy this. I used to do that. Now, just flowers, cards, and candy. You know what I mean?
We will be back tomorrow. We always want to give you a dope pot to step two. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
Shout out to the
Rowe.
Queen, Jwa. We love you very much. You're crushing it on the production end. You're a terrific mom. And you're the best thing that ever, 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 ever happened to this man. Trust me, he worships the ground you walk on. Like the Blastmaster KRS-One once said, we're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people now. Give people what they
want. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.